This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's 5 years since Lehman Brothers went bust. We find one former Lehman executive in an unlikely place. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This week, we're looking back at the collapse of the investment bank Lehman Brothers, which went bust 5 years ago this coming weekend. That was the moment when the horror set in that the unraveling of the real estate boom had triggered the worst financial disaster since the stock market crash of 1929. We'll be examining the lessons from various angles over the next few days, but today it's the former Lehman executive who left Wall Street for good.
You need caulking, you need some outlet that doesn't work, there's tiling that's broken, there's a mailbox you need to have installed.
Silicon caulking, ceramic tiling. 5 years ago, David Ambinder was Senior Vice President of Global Business Support Services at Lehman Brothers. 500 people reported to him. He worked in Lehman's fancy building in Midtown Manhattan amid stints of international travel. Now, 53-year-old Ambinder runs a successful Mr. Handyman franchise headquartered over Aliperti's Italian restaurant in suburban New Jersey. You need a toilet replaced or some new countertop, he's the man, although his team of seven does the hands-on. Ambinder's the boss. Are you any good at fixing stuff yourself?
No, I'm terrible. You never want me in your house. But, you know, I think my skill set is more aligned with being a good manager, being someone who's well-versed in marketing, well-versed in financial management, and building a business. And when I was at Lehman or Goldman or Solomon in my financial career, I was always in positions where I managed areas that I didn't know a lot about and sort of loved the challenge of learning new things. And, you know, that challenge certainly was here.
But you must have been smart enough to leave Lehman with some kind of seed capital, some kind of savings to start a business.
Well, you know, I worked on Wall Street for a long time, and I think of myself as a fairly conservative person in the way I live my actual life. So when Lehman went under, you know, it was certainly a financial blow because obviously the stock, which you get paid in a large percentage of your pay, was worth nothing. But, you know, I had a savings, and we decided that this was worth the risk. And regardless of what everyone told me, I did it anyway.
Did you get buy-in from your spouse on this?
You know, if you look at this move, I recognize that it's somewhat drastic and it's somewhat very, very different what typically you see people doing. So my wife, who is just incredibly supportive, you know, I recall initially is like looking at me like I'm a little crazy, but I had both my kids in college.
Right as 2008 is happening.
Yeah, it all converged. So, you know, I had to kind of make decisions very quickly, I thought, in order to make sure that as this whole thing unraveled, I would have some way of creating income. And I didn't think it was in banking anymore because I thought the consolidation was too much. And I thought that the landscape was going to change related to how people were paid on Wall Street, where, you know, maybe it wasn't worth it anymore.
If another boom started building in financial services in New York, would you leave this career at Mr. Handyman and start going back into the city and work in banking again, do you think?
It's a question that I've actually thought about, but I could never see myself on that train to Manhattan anymore.
Why do you think, David? Why?
You know, I had great opportunities while I was on Wall Street. I did amazing things, but I can't do them again. I don't want to relive them. I want to try new things. And there are some people who are very uncomfortable with change. I have to be more comfortable and almost seek change in the things that I do.
But he hadn't given up on financial services yet at the moment Lehman fell apart 5 years ago. Ambinder was in the Far East on that day, interviewing for a new job in financial services there.
I had flown out to the Philippines to interview for this at the last stage. It kind of fell apart because the Lehman was a big client of theirs as well, and it just impacted it. So I guess the impact of Lehman is just it affected everyone, but certainly if you worked there, it affected you. You know, it's just an incredibly shocking story, obviously. and just the speed in which it happened, I think, was striking to anybody who had worked there or knew anything about Lehman, because from my perspective, I just had so much trust in the management, in the way they operated, and in their guidance. So it was extremely shocking.
And this is unfolding in the fall, in which you've just had one of your children start college?
My youngest daughter was applying to schools then, and my oldest one was transferring to Loyola that year.
And all the financial aid paperwork that you filled out was you having a big job on Wall Street, and suddenly the world changes in September of that year, 5 years ago.
You know, just for me personally, it was dramatic when I actually didn't have a paycheck, because since I was 12 years old, I always had a paycheck. So that was to me like this, wow, I don't have a paycheck. This is kind of crazy. But, and you know, we were saving for college and we were trying our best, but still in the years, there's no question that those last 3 or 4 years is when, you know, we were planning on accumulating a lot of the payments for college.
Thank heavens you didn't buy that 6,000-foot McMansion during the height of the boom around 2006, right?
Yeah, there you go. But just me personally, I never really wanted to do those things. So, you know, I always tried to live within myself and just probably my upbringing.
Outside Ambinder's current office in Clark, New Jersey, we walk across the street to a strip mall parking lot to get a look at one of the prime assets of the business he now owns and manages, a Ford utility van painted with the red Mr. Handyman logo. He's got six of them, but the rest are out on jobs.
Yeah, I mean, we started with two vans. We purchased, one of the things we like to do is purchase new vans because they're reliable. And a lot of people find us from the vans with our logos.
David, you're clearly not a snob. Having a fancy career on Wall Street brings with it a certain status. This is also worthy, the work that you're doing. Most people will understand that. But there is a sort of difference in the way that society treats the Wall Street people versus the way the society might treat a person who runs a franchise.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to how you think of yourself as an individual and what's important to you. I clearly understand the prestige of working in an investment bank, but each person has to be in touch with what motivates them. And what motivates me, I'm in touch with it. You know, I want to make a good living for my family. I want my kids to have a father that is able to overcome adversity, and that's important to me.
David Ambinder was named Mr. Handyman Franchisee of the Year in 2011. We're pulling together all our coverage time to the collapse of Lehman 5 years ago, including the cost of jobs in Ireland, Latvia, and neighborhoods near you. It's all on our website. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.